The Cleaner, Episode 5, You're Next, by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, translated by Martin Reib, narrated by Chris Jenkins for Saga. Anne Larsen had visited his home in Højbjerg before. She usually hadn't been invited, so in that respect, this visit was different. Roland had suggested that she come over, even though it was late. Now that he had agreed to it, he regretted it. But there had been a hint of something in her voice, which he remembered as a sign that she knew something, something important. It might simply be a clever way of getting some information out of the IPGU, but if that turned out to be the reason, he would just have to kick her out again. That too had happened before. Now that he was waiting for her, he realized how much he missed the old days in the central police station. Not the press, of course, but Anne Larsen was something else. She was a skilled journalist, but she might also have made a skilled police detective. She was not afraid of getting her hands dirty. In her TV report, she had mentioned the prisoner dying of an overdose and the prison guard suicide. Perhaps she knew something that would benefit the IPGU. Irene decided to give the two of them some privacy and had already gone to bed when Anne rang the doorbell. Angolo eagerly greeted the guest at the door, and she patted the large Alsatian a bit nervously on the head. It was always obvious when someone was not used to animals. Roland made the dog lie down in its basket in the kitchen, merely by pointing to it. "Very well trained," Anne remarked with a slight smile as she took off her jacket. "Police dog," Roland replied. "Would you like something to drink? I still got a bit of Barolo left." "Just a sip, thank you. I'm driving, so." "Where's Irene?" "She went to bed. It's quite late after all." "I know, and I apologize again for being so stubborn, but I wanted to ask if you could help me with something." Roland felt slightly worried, but found a clean glass in the cupboard and poured her a bit of wine. He had half a glass remaining of his own. He and Irene did not usually guzzle good red wine on an ordinary weeknight. But suddenly there had been a cause for celebration when SSC Napoli, his favourite club from the city where he was born, had won such a massive victory. "What sort of help is it, Anne?" he asked, sitting down. "You know that I'm not at liberty to discuss any of the cases being investigated by the IPGU if you're here representing TV2 East Jutland." He sensed that he ought to point that out right from the start. "It's not. Not directly, anyway. It's more sort of private." She sat down in the chair opposite him, took out her iPhone and turned the screen towards him. "Do you know who this man is?" she asked. Roland stared for a long time at the picture of a slender, hollow-cheeked man with a cigarette between his thin lips. He appeared to be getting into a car, a silver Corvette. "Can't say I do. Who is it?" "He calls himself Uwe Finch, but he acts as if he's trying to conceal his true identity." Anne told him that she had followed the man. He had gone to a pub by the stream, had had a pint, and carefully wiped the glass with his handkerchief before leaving the pub again. "Why on earth are you following him?"
"Because... it's a long story, I'll get to that."
She zoomed in on the face by putting her thumb and index finger on the screen and pulling to enlarge it.
"You sure you don't know him? From your time in the police, I mean."
Roland took the phone from her hand and looked more closely at the picture. It was vivid enough, because he was illuminated by the evening sunlight. There was something about the eyes which suddenly appeared familiar to Roland. They were unusually close together and had a vicious, penetrating look to them. It was a look he would never forget, but it couldn't be him.
"I'm afraid not, Anne. Why are you interested in this man?"
He handed the phone back to her.
"He's the boyfriend of Eva Meyer Carlson, Patrick Asp's wife."